Welcome to the Leeds Church Institute podcast. LCI is a faith-based organisation for lifelong learning. To find out more about the Leeds Church Institute, visit lcileeds.org. Today's podcast is with Abdullah Alakola and is taken from the launch of And the Stones Fell Open, a Leeds poetry anthology, part of the 2020 Leeds Lit Fest.
Cool. I'd like to invite up to the stage a wonderful poet, one of the people behind an event called Say It With Your Chest. Will you give it up for a wonderful writer by the name of Abdullah Alakola?
To be back here. I was here a couple of weeks ago for the launch of Leeds Lit Festival, and I saw Roger Robinson and Khadija Ibrahim, Malika Booker, and just some amazing poets. And so, it's good to be back here. Thanks, Testament. Thanks, y'all, for being here. My pleasure to be here, being recognized and being among other great poets, being in Leeds, my hometown, and being a part of anything creative, poetry, writing. Like Testament said, I'd have a platform called Say It With Your Chest, and we're all about poetry and creativity in Leeds and Yorkshire. The poem that I've got in this is called Neighbourhood Library, and it goes like this. Compton Road Library in Hare Hills, Leeds, a cold old building even in summer. Abdulaziz and Alia came with me. By foot or bike, we had to go. Overstayed in the library and in Leeds, more community space is needed. Fun and freedom is welcome. Fables, truth, and well-spent youth. Books and comics by the bagload. Had to pay a few fines. Reading and scheming all summer. Everything goes on your record. Claiming our prize of seeds and stickers. On the PC playing games. Dial-up internet days. Doom, Asterix, Habbo Hotel. GTA and some Minecraft. In the early days of YouTube. Artemis Fowl, Alex Rider, fun and games on the Game Boy. Only a few had MP3s, noughts and crosses thanks to Mallory. From summer days to northern nights, at the northern lights in a demon daze. With boys that smile and boys that cry. Boys who took and boys who give. Boys who ran and boys who hid. I've always liked the boy who lived. I've always liked the boy in the striped pajamas. From Leeds to Lagos, Kingston to Dortmund, people need hope, we need stories, we need each other, we need kindness. I'm trying to stay black and stay human. I'm trying to keep my sanity, serve humanity, submit to Allah and stay free. It's a good day to be alive, now as good a time as any. A better world is possible, maybe she's on her way. Take nothing for granted, take nothing as given. Tomorrow's for those who prepare today. Thank you.
With each of the poets, because we actually have them not only sharing the poetry, but when I've been reading the working anthology, I've been like, I've had questions. And I know like the death of the author in like, you know, you can just look at the words as words, but I kind of want to know a little bit about the human as well. So if it's all right, if I pick away tonight, is that all right?
Yeah.
Great. We linked on Instagram.
Yes, we did.
So tell us a little bit about Say It With Your Chest. What can you break it down? What does that mean, Say It With Your Chest? Why did you call your platform Say It With Your Chest?
Say It With Your Chest was like, it's like a phrase in popular culture and I think in black culture and... I think a comedian, Kevin Hart, popularized it in one of his like stand-up comedy routines. But it's come to mean like just to say something like without confidently and like basically, you know, stand up for whatever the thing that you believe in. So when me and my friend Ty, who's another great poet, we said, okay, we've been to a lot of poetry nights in Leeds. We want to do our own. We want to take the good things we've learned from other things and like, you know, and put our own spin on it. So we decided on a name. That was the name, Say It With Your Chest. And since then, we've been like putting on poetry nights, workshops, and just connecting and trying to promote poetry, writing and creativity in Leeds.
Say it with your chest, feels as an adopted Yorkshireman, I've married Yorkshire, so I'm all right, I'm safe. But like, set with your chest feels very Yorkshire to me. It's like, even though Kevin Hart came out with it, it feels like Loud and Proud.
Yeah.
Which feels very Yorkshire, and I like that. And have you, you're born and raised in Leeds?
No, I was born in Nigeria, around a few places, but mainly grown up in Leeds.
Yeah. And you, heard you met, obviously, Compton Library.
Compton Library.
Great place in Leeds. Mm-hmm. Free internet, got to check it out. But a little cheeky question before you go. So you know Chapeltown quite well, Hare Hills around the ends.
Yeah.
If you had to choose the best place to get West Indian food, I'm getting serious now. I could have asked him about jollof rice, and then we would have had like blood bath.
Okay.
But because my mum's Ghanaian, so I'm sorry about that. Okay. But Nigerian and Ghanaian jollof rice is major competition.
Yeah. Nigerian's is the best.
In terms of Caribbean food, it used to be Dutch pot. What are you saying now?
Okay, I'll be honest. So I've not been to Dutch pot in a minute because it's just a bit out of the way.
Right.
I normally go to Maureen's, which is
classic,
which is like, you know, on Rounded Road. And obviously, you know, you have to get in there obviously early. Do you know what I mean? But it's normally worth it. So if you like Dutch pot, you like Dutch, that's fine. But Maureen's is closer to me, so I'm gonna say Maureen's.
Thank you very much. Give it up for Abdullah.
We hope you enjoyed this podcast from the Leeds Church Institute. To find out more about the Leeds Church Institute, visit lcileeds.org.